Hello everyone, welcome back to the commentaries. This is Pokemon Horizons episode 16. Looking forward to this one. We'll have to see how the how it all wraps up. I mean, like, the episodes tend to go in kind of 3-episode bursts, although this one's kind of been going on for... It's very much more of a narratively led series this time. But anyway, enough of that. Let's just get started. I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, go. 3, 2, 1, go. I don't know if you forgot everything you held dear. It was kind of a fog. You kept having flashbacks. I guess it kind of counts. It's just like you can still be legally blind when you can see quite a lot of things. You can still be legally amnesiac when you don't. When you still remember stuff. Yeah, how's that gonna work? How can you chase someone who can alter people's memories so that they never saw them? Mind you, at the same time, if you just look out for a Behem. Look, I mean, like, even looking at this frame right now, the top of Quexley's head and Liko's hoodie and Liko's little ducktail on her head, I am still totally convinced that she was meant to have Quexley. What? What's wrong? She threw it so poorly it floated in midair. She can't even. that's quite a good one. She can't. She's so weak, so bad at throwing that she can't even drop something properly. That's funny. I didn't even realize. I mean. I thought it was just a Meowth situation where they just kind of hung out. Oh boy, is Dot going to be like the third member of the party? Please! That's so cool! it looks a bit creepy there. Partners! Oh boy. I'm
getting more and more invested now, and it's amazing. Like, the thing, it's funny. It's like you feel bad that, you know, the Ash series is over, and like I want to be able to kind of have a day to day sort of monster of the week, mon of the week kind of gym circuit anime, but they kind of drifted from that in the first few episodes, but they still kind of wanted to keep it at the same time. But I feel like the more they lean into the kind of story and mystery, the better it gets. I mean, it's probably because, like I said, my greatest dream is to have like a crime drama in the Pokemon world. Like, you know, not a murder mystery, obviously, but like an actual crime drama, sort of like Pikachu, but more like more of a procedural, and except not like Detective Pikachu, where you can figure it out instantly. But like, there's some really interesting hooks here. I mean, like, I'm way more interested in this one guy who can alter memories. That could lead to some really crazy twists coming up. I mean, at the same time, it could also lead to really cheap twists too. But at the same time, I just love it so much. I'm feeling like a broken record in the fact that I'm just blown away by the fact that there's an actual, like, competent villain. It kind of goes to show how bad Pokemon is at competent villains, even with the ones that are meant to be competent. Like, Giovanni's just an absolute... I mean, Giovanni, he's fun, but he's not a competent villain. He's really not. All right. Look for anyone suspicious. What is your criteria for suspicious people? I'm just so glad that Dot's part of the party right now. I hope it stays that way. Well, you can't. Unlike some fire starters, you will never fly. Still not sure why they're stalling for time. Why couldn't they just, you know, skip town? But that's something that I guess even the competent... Oh, yeah? Oh, actually quite clever. Okay, yep. Consider me silenced on that. think. What a staggering coincidence. So he was just waiting for a ferry? Isn't he part of like a big organization? They don't have private planes? Like the other team had a, I mean, like the other team had an airship, but maybe it's because they don't want to be conspicuous, but still. I love how completely out of shape she is. It reminds me of Mob Psycho. It's wonderful. No. Seriously? I ran so far away. Oh yeah, we have a flyer. Maybe we should just keep his phone on standby and say, hey, what about the yacht? Poor Dodge. Doesn't this technically count as stowing away? But I get it's in service of rescuing some. Who's this bozo? What? What? Watch out! That cap's gonna go over the side. Okay, it's right there. That's good. Oh, why not? Oh, I thought for a second that they dubbed wrong, but now I realized he was talking to the Rotom phone. It blended into his shirt. It looked like a bow tie or something. So it looked like that he was being dubbed. That's quite funny. Yeah, we've done that before. A 3-episode sinking ship episode. If only we could fly. You have an airship! Oh, wait, no, it got, that's right, it got grounded because of the electromagnetic pulse or whatever it was. Gotta recap for the syndication, for the reruns. Pendant. Didn't it like activate the powers of like, speaking of which, it was inside her all along. Oh no. Wait, I thought that was Roy's ball. I must have. Oh no, it's the Oliver one. Perhaps it wants to come out like an Archaeus Ex Machina? It resonates with the pendant. Okay, yeah, that works. It's better than just kind of randomly finding them on the yacht. There's a bit of logic going on there. That's not too bad. Yoo-hoo. Ah, it's a truck near a giant ship. There's got to be a Mew under there. Well, it's a van, not a truck. So I stand corrected. Gotcha. It's nice how they made an entirely new series, but they still made sure that Ikue Otani could get solid work. It's like Goku. Ikue Otani will always be able to eat thanks to Pikachu. And me too, technically, if this keeps going. Fingers crossed. Getting a diagnosis next year. Hopefully I'll be able to get the medication I need and be able to actually get a... Okay, this is getting too real. Well, that in itself is a... Yeah, if it's jammed, that means that you know where it is. You just have to go around the city until your phone jams. Jump scare.
Ha ha.
A single wing attack? Come on. Give us a bit of a battle. There have been a lack of actual proper battles lately. I understand it can't just be a tournament anime, although I would like that sometimes, but I'd like some proper battles. You need to give the kids something to imagine they're doing with the games. Yes, deep breath, meditations. Yeah, but it's 2v1 and one of them... Mind you, it does make sense that she'd be a pretty good, like, battler, because she at least has the theory down, being, like, a Pokemon YouTuber. Mind you, that's not necessarily true. They'd be, like, saying, like, I'm an expert on the Pokemon anime because of all the episodes I've done. Not necessarily true. Just means I'm good at commenting on what I'm seeing. It doesn't necessarily mean that I'm taking it all on. You know that from all the stuff that I forget from even watching this. You'd think the ramp would... I mean, like, maybe it's an emergency exit, but I'm pretty sure the ramps stay on the ground. Oh, well. I mean, they stay on the shore. What do? I mean, it's a freaking purple ship. Why not? I mean, that might just be the lighting, but still. A talking Pokemon! Wait, did he put them on speakerphone? Or was he just saying it really, really loud? Well, also the fact that, like, yeah, you seem to know a lot about theory. But theory doesn't mean good battling. My gosh, he's so competent. Yay, Dot. You can do it, Dot. Kill them. I wouldn't be surprised if he did go for killing him. Bit of a Silent Hill siren for a second there. Something that I feel like should have been done way before now. Why don't they? I mean, for Pete's sake, wait. The BHM got the jump on Dot before. Why didn't he just erase her memories? Yeah. And what's the range on that thing? Can he do it to all three of them at the same time? Oh no, I wasn't expecting them to fight back. Gonna be fun when she finds out that she's I forgot what they called it, was Nido wrong or whatever it was. Nido thing, that's it. Oh, bit of the budget in there. Strength of conviction causing massive wins. Wow, I want to know that guy's story. Mind you, he's just one of the sailor trainers, but still. He skipped leg day a bit, though. Like, ma'am. A licky ball? But now it's 3-2. Oh, wow. That's really clever. Like, combining moves? I wonder if they'll put that in, like, one of the games coming forward. Like, if you do a double battle and you... I mean, I know they've got, like, assist and stuff like that, but actually have them really combine like this. Like, if you have one do psychic and one do... Thunderbolt, it makes it so that it's impossible to dodge or something. That would be amazing. Or they'll probably just do it once and then never again. Ugh. Love-hate relationship with the games. Love-hate relationship with the games. Psycho Electric Ball. The Behem got the jump on her before. They really should have erased her memories again, but nah, it's okay. It's a nitpick. Ascend? Is that dodge it or is that like sky attack? Or fly? Maybe it's fly. Hey! Friendly fire! Literal friendly fire! Sugoi Uroi! Ah, the squabbling mons, that's always fun. You'd have watched them. Well, I guess not in real life. Hooray, she's going through her Futaba arc. No. Yes, Blackie. That's, I mean, it's not offensive, but oof, it's a little unfortunate. I mean, Umbreon works way better anyway. I mean, most of the Eeveelutions have really weird names in Japanese, like Thunders and Blackie. Just call it, I mean, like Umbreon and Jolteon. That actually works really well. It's way better than the Japanese names, in my opinion. This is actually, I don't know how they can win. I mean, like, I guess there's Charizard out of nowhere. Oh, it's remotely activated. What do you mean, what's that? You've seen that plenty of times. I see. Heretofore unmentioned powers. I mean, why not? He really should have been, like, in the basement, though. He was so smart up until this point. I guess he got too arrogant, as they say. What's going to happen? Is she going to evolve? Oh, no, no. Is it not? It's not going to cut out, is it? No, it's not. Riku is evolving. Oh, no, it's Oliver coming out, yeah. Sounds like a New Zealand way of saying Oliver. Just Oliver. That was ominous. Dude. I guess he's like light. Clever on the outset, but just his arrogance and obsession is his undoing. She's just a boat. She just came out to be a boat. She didn't even, like, you know, blow people back. Come on. Protect the pendant. She just jumped over the side of the room of the boat. She didn't. I mean, did she just use scary face and then just, or glare, paralyze them in place? Mind you, I guess, you know, knowing when to fight and knowing when you're outmatched, that is kind of good. I still like him as a villain. He seems really cool. I'm going to see how this goes. Though I wish that... we need to see more of the goofy villain, though. I've only really got one goofy villain, which is annoying, which is the lady in the regular team. But oh. What's up? that's good autistic conversation. Sometimes it's just nice to hang out. Oh.
Y'all. Screw Roy and Liko. Liko and Dot is the number one... Well, not pairing, but just number one friendship for me. This is a better dynamic. Sorry for being a jerk. Huh? Number one. This must mean you're a photographer. I am not. I hate that thing. I have a complicated relationship because I'm a YouTuber. Ding. That was a good buffering animation. Good buffering face. Oh, and now we're going to find out what the reaction is next time. That's a good... Ooh, who's this one? A goofy villain. Here we go. Another goofy villain. Hooray. I don't know about having two villain teams. That seems a bit oversaturated, but still. Oh, she's got a cool design too. I don't know about the pink lips though. That's kind of a... bad throwback, but still. I like his design too. Curse this thing in my eye. Couldn't possibly tell them that I actually... I like this guy. He's a good version of the kind of suave and calm villain. Buraki. Evil. I still love that it's called the evil type. That doesn't work. The moon! No, it needs to get hit by a meteor. It's a very rare evolution. Mind you, if you think about it, like a moonstone kind of sounds like a meteor, isn't it? I mean... Although it's funny, because like... I mean, like nowadays getting Glaceon and Leafeon, you just need the stones for it, don't you? It's that you don't have to evolve them near a rock now. I can't remember. Don't cut it. But no, that was actually a really good run of episodes. It was intriguing. It was fun. Once I was able to kind of stop the the mindset of thinking it'd be like the show, original show, it's actually pretty darn good. Well, it's getting better. It's starting to find its feet. That's why you always give series a good few episodes. Sometimes they're good right off the bat, but other times they really need time to kind of like figure out what they're about. I like how it's got the scrolling text like the Nico Nico. Didn't actually do any rapping. That's cute. I'm just looking forward to seeing her reaction to when she finds out, well, to what her reaction to her being good, I mean. It's like finding out your friend's a famous YouTuber. What's that answer? Zamun. The moon's energy pulses? Wouldn't that just be the sun's energy pulses, considering that the moon just reflects the sun's light? Ah, whatever. There's moonstones and stuff as well. A full moon. Hey, and Clefairy, that's another kind of moon one. Okay, well, thank you all for so much. We'll see how things go next time. But yeah, that was really fun. And I'm so glad that Dot's becoming part of the main cast. They really need to put her and Liko front and center instead of Roy. Roy's fine, but Dot is best. Right, see you guys next time. Thanks for joining in.